The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. On a Sabbath day, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees, and the people there were observing him carefully. He told a parable to those who had been invited, noticing how they were choosing the places of honor at the table. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not recline at table in the place of honor. A more distinguished guest than you may have been invited by him, and the host who has invited both of you may approach you and say, "Give your place to this man," and then you would proceed with embarrassment to take the lowest place. Rather, when you are invited, go and take the lowest place, so that when the host comes to you, he may say, "My friend, move up to a higher position." Then you will enjoy the esteem of your companions at the table. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Then he said to the host who invited him, "When you hold a lunch or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or your wealthy neighbors, in case they may invite you back and you may have repayment. Rather, when you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. Blessed indeed will you be because of their inability to repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." The Gospel of the Lord. Which we have today comes from the book of Sirach. I'll say a few words about that because you rarely hear readings from Sirach. It's a book that was shaped about 200 years before Christ, written originally in Hebrew. It does not appear in the Protestant Bible, and it does not appear in the Hebrew scriptures, but it does appear in the Catholic Bible. And it sets the theme for the meaning and the gift of today's readings. Conduct your affairs with humility, and you will be loved more than the giver of gifts. Humble yourself the more, the greater you are, and you will find favor with God. What is too sublime for you, seek not. Into things beyond your strength, search not. The mind of a sage appreciates proverbs, and the attentive ear is the joy of the wise. And this is the theme which runs through the readings today. So let me reflect on this in a few moments of homily. I would like to begin with a broad canvas, a predisposition to understanding and experiencing the readings, and then focus in on the text of today's gospel, which comes from the 14th chapter of the book of Luke. Now, many of you have been to Rome, and all visitors to Rome will go to the Spanish Steps. And at the foot of the Spanish Steps, there is a house there which is pointed out to all visitors. It's the house where John Keats, the English poet, died. He lived a very difficult life. He was just 25 years old when he died and became a most celebrated poet in the English tradition. And while he wrote many, many poems based on Greek mythology, his wish always was to transpose what was distant into the present moment. And his mantra was, nothing is ever real until you experience it. So I'd like to talk about that. God meets you where you are. Now, some of us think we have to run off to retreat houses and we have to become more holy. God meets you where you are. Where you are is holy ground. Wherever you stand, wherever you are in your life, God meets you there. Prayer is what you allow to happen in your life. You don't have to pursue God. You don't have to achieve prayer. If you pause long enough, you will sense God's presence. We miss these sacred moments because we are distracted, or there's much going on, or we think we have to achieve something. In the stillness of the moment, God comes to you. And only in this manner will you experience God. The presence or absence of God is experienced in the humanity of this moment. We will touch this only when we are alert and aware. Now, 2 weeks ago, I was in Poland, and I went to Auschwitz. And entering the gate of this place of horror, I paused. And in silence, I prayed. And I sensed and remembered the presence of evil and the triumph of goodness. God was there. A week later, I was in London, and I prayed at the grave of my sister on the 1 year anniversary of her death. Prayed in silence. God was there. Spirituality happens in the moment. The experience of the moment is the experience of the living God. So when we get to the Word of God, this gospel reading which comes to us today from the book of Luke, there are 10 meal stories in Luke's gospel, more than the other gospels. And we have one of them today, and all these meal stories are meant to be types of the Eucharist. They're meant to teach us about the Eucharist. And in today's teaching that Jesus gives us, he says, invite to your banquet the poor, the lame, the crippled, the blind. Invite those who are undeserving. Invite those who are excluded. Invite those who are yearning for acceptance, for belonging, for understanding, for patience, for forgiveness. Invite them to the banquet of life. A difference between the values of the world and the values of the kingdom. Invite those who are undeserving, those who are unmasked, those who are merely human. We'll remember, speaking of humanity, March 13th, 2013, when Pope Francis was announced, there was great rejoicing in Rome. The white smoke went up, and we were waiting for the triumph of a new pope. Habemus Papam, Gaudiamus, we have a pope. And out comes a diminutive Pope Francis, and in pure simplicity he says, Buonasera.
good evening. And then he says, pray for me. It is recorded that in the conclave, when he was elected by the cardinals and asked if he would accept the papacy, he said, though I am a sinner, I accept. He sanctified for us being human. Humanity is invited to the banquet of life. Not the perfect, not the ideal, not those who are blessed somehow in our perception of life, but the folks invited to the banquet of life. In 1975, by the grace of God, I attached myself to a spiritual director, a Jesuit priest. And I grew up in a church that said you have to seek perfection. And in my obsessive compulsive personality, I was never good enough, always fighting to be better. I wasn't holy enough. I wasn't generous enough. I wasn't enough. And I remember on one occasion asking my spiritual director, John, I'm swimming upstream all the time. Am I ever going to get to a place where it is calm? And John said, the river is your friend. You're trying too hard. Relax. You know, we have the, in many of your cars, we have cruise control, you know. The invitation of God's word is, put yourself on cruise control and let the word of God, let the grace of God, let the love of God lead you in your humanity. It's very consoling, but it's real. When you invite the poor, the lame, the crippled, you invite the sinner, you invite the struggling person. We're all trying to be perfect. The perfect priest is unreal. I hate to tell you about that now, because you all thought I was perfect. But the perfect priest is unreal. The perfect parent, we're trying to be a perfect parent. We're impatient with our mistakes. We're impatient with our limitations. We want to be the perfect husband, the perfect wife. We become disappointed in ourselves. We want to have the perfect child. So we'll shape the child into a condition of perfection. Anything less, we're going to feel like we failed as parents. Because somehow, perfection was not achieved. And I learned a long time ago that there is a tyranny of perfection that somehow destroys and diminishes the movement of God's grace in your life. Be human and rejoice in your humanity and the grace of God will be with you. And this, my friends, is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.